priesthood, the priesthood of the believer. The model for Israel was that the tribe of Levi was to serve as priests. Out of the tribe of Levi would be chosen a high priest. The model for Christianity is that all believers are members of the priesthood tribe and that Christ Jesus is the eternal high priest. As high priest, Jesus offered his own body once and for all for sin, i.e. for all sin, past, present, and future, for all people, even unbelievers. Yes, all Christians are to function as priests to the whole world, pointing non-Christians to the Lord Jesus Christ, who is the high priest. I'm a member of the clergy and have ministered as a pastor for 42 years, but I have never seen myself above any other believer. That elevation was not part of my calling. I cannot speak for others. My calling was and is to teach and preach Christ Jesus as Savior and Lord to the lost and to disciple those who believe on Him. I cannot judge another man's servant. I can only serve as he has led me. However, I believe we've missed the mark in Christianity by not emphasizing the priesthood of the believer and inappropriately elevating those who serve in the fivefold ministry. Now, honor is good, respect is good, but listen to the words of Jesus. And whoever of you will be the chiefest shall be servant of all. Mark 10:44. Serving in the fivefold ministry is a higher order of service, not a higher order of rank. For unto whomsoever much is given, of him shall be much required. Luke 12:48. We have one Lord, one faith, and one baptism, and it is Christ Jesus. And you shall be unto me a kingdom of priests and a holy nation. These are the words which you shall speak unto the children of Israel. Exodus 19:6. But you are a chosen generation, a royal priesthood, a holy nation, a peculiar people, that you should show forth the praises of Him who has called you out of darkness into the marvelous light. 1 Peter 2:9. Wherefore, holy brothers, partakers of the heavenly calling, consider the apostle and high priest of our profession, Christ Jesus, Hebrews 3:1. Seeing then that we have a great high priest that is passed into the heavens, Jesus, the Son of God, let us hold fast our profession, Hebrews 4:14. So, discount tradition and organizational orthodoxy. See yourself as Christ intended you to be. Jesus and the Father are one, John 10:30. We are sons of God. 1 John 3:2. We are in Christ. John 17:21. John 17:23. We are joint heirs of all things with Christ. Romans 8:17. Function as such by the Holy Spirit and Word. This is the will of God. Ephesians 6:6. Philippians 2:13.